The rest, once you've got the Christmas tree up, of course, it's the usual story of garlands, baubles, and a big star on the top, of course. That's essential. Some people even put funny angels and other objects, whatever they desire. The final touch, of course, when you've got children present, are chocolates, which can be eaten once a day before Christmas, okay? Something like that. After that, of course, we come to the day before Christmas, which is Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Eve, very little happens apart from getting parcels prepared, writing lists for Santa for some of the young children, putting out a little bottle of wine, or not a bottle, but a glass of wine for Santa coming, especially for the younger children. The majority of people often just go down to the pub and meet friends and have a drink for Christmas Eve. And the real Christmas begins on Christmas Day, and that's when people open their presents, find out what's inside, before having the Christmas meal and going off to see various members of their family. The Christmas meal, of course, is the central part of the festivity, and can include all varieties of meats, game such as deer, which we call venison. Some people have pheasant, for example. Others will just be satisfied with turkey. There is also stuffing, which is put in the turkey. The turkey is elaborately prepared for about 2 or 3 hours beforehand, so it's cooked for a long time and prepared with roast potatoes and vegetables and other types of garnishes. What is happening these days is a lot of people just go out to restaurants, so they don't have any of the problems of preparing where restaurants cater for Christmas meals. The final thing, of course, after Christmas meal, it really is the coup de grace, and that is the Christmas pudding. And once you've had that, you're finally firmly satisfied.